Thursday morning already. Honestly, I'm so tickled. It's the 27th day of March. It's a Thursday morning, and there's the promise of some halfway decent weather today. From the good Dr. Sobel. Partly to mostly sunny, high reading about 60 degrees. 11 before 7 o'clock, 6:49, the time at WAKY.
And we'll give you a big green lawn discount. Don't forget, there's a substantial interest penalty for early withdrawal. Get a green lawn today while you save for tomorrow at Louisville Home Federal. You'll be yards ahead. Member FSLIC.
8 minutes before 7, the time at WAKY. Now, what was I telling you just a moment ago? I told you that your Duke of Louisville wants country music. And when your Duke of Louisville wants country music, that's what your Duke of Louisville gets. Just like Lola, whatever she wants, she gets. 7 1/2 minutes before 7 at WAKY.
About old dogs and children and watermelon wine.
Well, this evening, as you're about to retire, you can consider that you've heard one great song today. That's Tom T. Hall, Old Dogs and Children and Watermelon Wine. It's 6:57, 3 minutes before 7 o'clock at WAKY.
Have you seen it?
While researchers say regular exposure to tobacco smoke can cause problems for a non-smoker, they do not report any long-term illness. It's 4 1/2 past the hour.
Welcome to the Cava Club. Happy coffee lovers dedicated to the enjoyment of the one and only Cava instant coffee. It's the only coffee that's 90% acid neutralized. Tastes less bitter, so it feels lots better. You always enjoy smooth and friendly coffee, cup after delicious cup. So if you're sometimes bothered by ordinary coffee, join the Cava Club. Switch to 90% acid neutralized Cava instant coffee. Tastes less bitter, feels lots better.
For the ABC Information Network, I'm Joe Templeton.
Here's WAKY's exclusive AccuWeather. Well, we did manage to get the sun out tomorrow afternoon, and we're going to have more of it today. In fact, much of today is likely to be sunny, and temperatures will respond by jumping into the 50s, and 60 degrees is not at all out of reach. We should add, though, that it is raining not far from here this morning. Showers are falling now in parts of northern Illinois. However, winds in the upper atmosphere will steer that precipitation toward Wisconsin and not us. In the meantime, though, a nasty storm is brewing for the Plain States. A low-pressure system in West Texas now will be in Missouri by tomorrow evening. Behind it, snow is breaking out in southeastern Colorado, and the area from northern Kansas to southeastern Minnesota may have a heavy, wet snowstorm by Saturday morning. Ahead of the storm, though, southerly winds are bringing tropical moisture northward from the Gulf of Mexico, and severe thunderstorms and perhaps tornadoes will break out in North Texas later today. That moisture will be heading northeastward, and it looks like another soggy rainstorm for us starting very late tonight and lasting through much of tomorrow. We should also add that the area of very heavy and potentially severe thunderstorms will be entering extreme western Kentucky and southern Indiana tomorrow, and we could be close to them late tomorrow. We'll have more on that later. In the meantime, though, we have a fine day to look forward to today. Now here's WAKY's exclusive AccuWeather forecast for Kentuckiana. Today will be partly to mostly sunny, and it will become milder, the high 55 to 60. Increasing and thickening cloudiness tonight, becoming breezy. Showery rains will arrive toward daybreak and continue heavy at times much of tomorrow. And a thunderstorm or two is possible. Low tonight, 48. High tomorrow, around 60. Saturday, variable cloudiness and a little cooler with a shower or two possible, the high 55. With WAKY's exclusive AccuWeather, this is meteorologist Dr. Joe Sobel.
At WAKY, skies are clear. It is 32 degrees.
Oh, well, I miss you tonight. I miss you when the lights are low. Later on this morning, we're going to play a little game. Give somebody an opportunity to win a delicious five-pack of Bill Bailey's Kentucky Blatz beer. That's B-L-A-T-S. Don't want you confusing this beer with that lesser-known beer. I'm from Milwaukee, and I ought to know.
What is the game we're going to play?
Blatz, 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 wherever you go.
Hey, what's the game we're going to play, and why is your beer packed in a five-pack?
Well, it was a six-pack, but my throat has been a little bit dry this morning, Mr.
Eaton. You had to kill one. Okay.
Yes. Identify the Tune game.
Identify the Tune.
Identify the Tune, yes, sir.
You will hum or sing a tune and...
No, I am going to play.
You will play the tune?
There will be a recorded tune.
Okay.
Hit song.
You will play it.
Yes.
And the participant will identify the tune within a given amount of time. And
right.
If he or she does, they win the five-pack.
A delicious five-pack of Bill Bailey's Kentucky Blatz beer. That's B-L-A-T-S.
Are these the...
There's a bloat in every drop of Bill Bailey's Kentucky Blatz beer.
Are these the tall boy models?
Oh, yeah. These
very
are the
good.
Big cans.
Very good.
Two and you're away, pal. Hey, look, tell this guy back there behind you, Billy Bob.
Uh-huh.
Tell him when he starts reporting to sports, try to interject a little information about something other than basketball.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll pass the word along. I'll
I'm
see
a little
if we
tired
can.
Of basketball, aren't you?
Yeah, I've about had enough of it. Now,
yeah,
the pros are starting their long playoff series, and it'll be the 4th of July by the time they get finished.
Oh, brother. So I guess we'll be hearing about basketball and the mentally deficient who play the game for several weeks yet, huh?
Probably so.
Okay.
You see where the odds makers are picking the Angels.
Oh, terrific.
California Angels.
It's a living thing that I have created here in my laboratory. The Electric Light Orchestra. It walks. It talks. It plays records on the radio. And it can be heard daily on WAKY beginning at 4 o'clock. I think I'll call it Bob Frankenstein Moody. Oh, that guy Moody. Boy, is he smooth, let me tell you. This guy is something to listen to. Have you checked him out, Bob Moody? Sounds terrific. Just terrific. And that program that he has on Sunday nights here on WAKY, he calls it Fourth Straight Sunday Night. If you want something enjoyable to come out of the speaker of your radio, you tune that program in. I guarantee you, you'll love it. It's the old music. And what do they say about the old songs? Just say to my old songs, all the best songs after all. Wah, 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 wah. It's 7:14, 14 minutes after 7 at WAKY. I'm going to suggest you have your lunch at a Dana's Town and Country restaurant today. Of course, I suggest that every day, don't I? Hey, would I mislead you? Would I tell you that Dana serves a great meal at a sensible price, that the service is rapid and friendly, that the decor is clean, neat, orderly, that everybody is welcome? Children, the old folks, retired couples, single people, college kids, high school kids, mom and dad with the youngsters. Everybody enjoys Dana's Town and Country restaurants because they planned it that way. Hey, this isn't some haphazard business that somebody just happened to accidentally erect here in the Louisville area. These people enjoy a great expertise. After all, they're operated by the Shoney's Organization. Now, Dana's Town and Country restaurants have a soup and salad bar that is second to nobody's. That soup is homemade and is old-fashioned. And if they happen to be serving the old-fashioned vegetable soup, well, you may as well go ahead and plan on enjoying two or three bowls because it really gets to you. It's delicious. Danner's, 5362 Dixie Highway, 6110 Preston Highway, 4507 Bardstown Road, and the fourth location on LaGrange Road, just off Shelbyville Road, a few feet down from Hoffman Lighting Center.
You had my
locations in DuPont Square and Dixie Highway, 2 miles south of the Watterson on Dixie Highway.
Attention GE employees. The following message is brought to you by Healthcare of Louisville. Did you know that for less than $10 more per year, you can provide your family with eyeglasses, routine physicals, hearing exams and aids, and 100% of hospital expenses? That includes physician services. With Healthcare of Louisville, there's no 85% coverage. For further information, call Healthcare of Louisville's group marketing representative at 459-9700. 459-9700.
I'm out to get you, Joe McGuire. I'm out to finish you off this morning, partner. Last night, Joe McGuire told me I look like a picture of Alfred Einstein dead at the age of 88. Yeah, He tells me that I look exactly as Einstein looked when he was laid out at 88 years of age.
At the risk of showing my ignorance, who is Joe McGuire?
He's a wise guy.
That he should be addressing the Duke of Louisville in that manner.
Why, he's a nice guy. Bought me a beer.
What'd you do to
me? Now, when you buy me a beer, you can say anything you want to me. I don't care. But I think he was wrong about the age. I don't think he was 88, was he? Maybe he was 88.
I think he probably was, William.
And then I says to Joe, I said, Joe, you know who I really look like? He said, Robert Redford. I said, no, Robert Redford has got a face full of pimples, and I don't have any of those. I look like Mark Twain. You know what his response was to that?
What?
Who's Mark Twain? I said, well, I got to go now, Joe. Then he remembered who Mark Twain is. You remember Mark Twain from your boyhood days because he wrote quite often of youngsters and their adventures as young men. What do you have for us there, Reed? Feeling okay this morning, guy?
Pretty good, William. Pretty good.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I got a feeling I want to wear myself plumb out this morning, man.
You've been running pretty hard for the first hour and a half. I think you're going to go under.
Let me tell you what happened to me last night, Reed.
What happened to you, William? Share it with us, please.
Can I tell you this in confidence?
In all confidence, I wouldn't.
You won't disseminate this information over the radio or release it to the Census Bureau.
No, I will definitely not release it to the Census Bureau.
There will be no notation on the backside of your income tax return.
No, you prop yourself up there and try to get a handle on it and tell me.
Reed, I was out on the town last night with Bull Neck Redmond.
Oh, no.
And I don't mind telling you, man, I got shot down, pal. I crashed. Yeah.
You crashed and burned?
I'm not fit to associate with decent folk this morning, Mr. Yates.
In what manner of speaking did...
Sorrowful condition.
Did thou just crash and burn?
No, I didn't do a thing last night.
Didn't you?
No, we played a little Shanghai Rummy.
Oh, bro.
And then I retired at... what time was it? I think 10, it was...
10:15.
No. About 12:15. And then after retiring, and I thought to myself, boy, am I tired. Sitting at the table there playing Shanghai Rummy and yawning, and I know I was embarrassing others. And so at 12:15, I retire, and I'm thinking to myself, man, I'm going to sleep like a log tonight. I won't be sleeping very long, but I'll be sleeping well. You know, I couldn't go to sleep.
Oh, brother.
Couldn't go to sleep at 3:15 this morning. I'm looking at the clock wondering, I wonder when the Sandman's going to get here. I didn't get much sleep last night, but like I've said on more than one occasion in the past, Mr. Yaden, too much sleep is not good for you. You know, I really do feel better when I sleep very little. If I sleep 2 or 3 hours a night, I feel great. If I sleep 6 hours, man, I feel all dragged out, like my strength has been sapped from me. I feel terrific this morning. That's right. Of course, this can of Bill Paley's Kentucky Blatz beer hasn't hurt me any.
Just don't come down with a case of the Blatz. Tomorrow's Friday.
What do you have for us here?
Some traffic information. Accidents working first in Oak, Shelby and Market, and the 6700 block of Memory Lane in the county. Expressway situations right now shaping up with normal delays. Let's get a morning radar location report. Here's Jefferson County Police Officer David Green.
An emergency vehicle with lights and siren operating may be en route to assist a member of your family. Remember to yield the right-of-way to all emergency vehicles. Today, members of the County Police Department working radar assignments on Dixie Highway, I-71, and I-64. Let's slow down and have a good morning.
It's Thursday morning, and here's some of the stories we're working with. There's a good chance the so-called windfall profits tax bill could be on the president's desk later in the day. Gerald Ford now says changes in the economy lead him to believe that Ronald Reagan could be elected in November. Last night, President Carter pledged to carry the Democrats to victory in November, and Indiana native Robert Garwood says he'd like to return to Vietnam to bring back evidence he says could acquit him of charges of desertion. AccuWeather, meteorologist Dr. Joe Sobel. Pretty nice day today with a high of right around 60 degrees. Clouds on the way tonight, rain by tomorrow morning, and tomorrow the rains could be heavy at times. High tomorrow will be 60 degrees after a low tonight of 48. At the present time, it is 32 degrees, and you will probably find a fair accumulation of frost on your windshield this morning.
Later on this morning, I want to share a letter, a very important letter that I found in my mailbox this morning, a missive from Colonels Homer T. Plowbutter of the South Louisville Air Force, We'll be looking over this letter together in just a few minutes.
I really like it better than the other malls.
Jefferson Mall, today's leader in fashion and value, and now with four major department stores.
Everything we do is right, bringing you the things you like. Jefferson Mall.
Jefferson Mall on Outer Loop, just east of Preston and I-65. Jefferson Mall.
Everything I need is right here, and I just love it.
Oh, I just love it. And here's something else you'll just love it, you gorgeous creature, you. And that's shopping for your food at Bilo. You know what Bilo's pledge is to you? To always maintain the lowest discount prices they possibly can. Never to sacrifice their quality standards, to consider themselves a buying agency for you so that you can purchase all your grocery needs at true discount prices every day, to offer new products to you as soon as they're available, to pass on all manufacturer allowances and promotions to their customers for as long as the allowance is available, and to unconditionally guarantee every purchase to your complete satisfaction. It's a heck of a grocery store. It really is. And their promise is a lower tape total. No games, no trading stamps, a lower tape total. In other words, your food costs you less at Bilo. Dixie Highway at Kmart, Hikes Point at Kmart, Raceland Mall. And Raceland Mall is at Bardstown Road and Fagan Bush Lane.
And now, keep it here. We'll tell you how to get yours and how to win.
W-A-K-Y.
Pilot of the airway. Seem like a friend to me.
Charlie Dore, or Dory. I don't know how that last name is pronounced. She's English. Yes, a Charlie, but it's a female Charlie. Pilot of the airwaves. It's 7:28, 28 minutes after 7 at WAKY. Good morning.
A telephone call will be made first, and then it will be followed up by a personal visit.
Come on, come on. I'll be waiting for you, pal. I'll be waiting for you at the front door.
Are you saying if an enumerator shows up at your house, he or she will not be welcome?
To begin with, I wouldn't know an enumerator if I stepped on one. What does he mean by the term enumerator?
Let us just say it will be a person who is in charge of counting.
Why doesn't he say that?
Because the federal government prefers to call them enumerators.
They've got to confuse everybody, huh?
At any rate, William, we trust that you and everyone else will be good citizens and that you will return the form.
You'll get no information out of me. You can beat me with your rubber hoses for as long as you care to. You can kill me. You can throw my remains over the bridge into the Ohio. You won't get a bit of information out of me.
Well, why don't we just interview you here on the air and take your census here?
All right. What do you want to know?
How many people live in your household,
How
sir?
Many people live in my household? Let me see. There's five of us.
Do you own your house?
Yes.
How many years have you owned it?
5 years.
Do you have a mortgage on the house?
Yes, I do.
Do you have screen doors?
Yes, I do.
Do you have indoor plumbing?
Yes, I do.
How many restrooms of a 5-gallon capacity or more do you have?
3.
Do you have porcelain-plated bathtubs?
Yes.
How often do members of your family bathe?
Every day.
Do any of them ever bathe together?
Yes.
Is there a cesspool within 300 feet of your property line?
Of course. Everybody ought to have at least one cesspool.
What is it used for?
For bobbing for apples.
You've just completed the census.
What else you want to know?
That's it. You got the short form.
Forget it.
I thought
you guys were going to ask for some personal information.
No, that's about as far as it goes. What is the median income of your family?
What is the median income?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Now we're getting tough.
Yeah, the median income.
Right.
What's the minimum wage?
$3.90 an hour.
$3.90 an hour.
I think it is.
Median wage.
Maybe it's $3 an hour.
$3. No, it's $3.10.
$3.10.
$3.10.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I wish I could get $3.90 an hour. Man, I'd be willing to put in 16 hours a day for $3.90 an hour. I wouldn't have to moonlight.
It really is a very painless...
I wouldn't have to shuffle those cards for a living at night.
I think you'd be shuffling cards regardless. At any rate, William, it is a painless process, and we trust that you and everyone else will be taking part in it, fulfilling your duties. The form is due back in the mail by the 1st of April. AccuWeather and Bill McQuaig Sports coming up.
There's only one way to fly, and that's your way.
Clouds will increase again. Rain possibly heavy at times tomorrow. Low tonight 48, high tomorrow near 60. The WAKY skies are, well, we're starting to get a little sunshine now.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll call them becoming sunny. How's that, William?
Yes, sir. 32 when the degrees. Sun comes up.
Temperature on the rise.
Is that all the information the Census Bureau wants?
It is really...
Don't they want to know anything about the state of my health? I went to the doctor day before yesterday. It cost me $18. Okay. My doctor's name is Alan. And my doctor has also had the, well, pleasure, I could use that term,
plunger,
of meeting four of my wives. And he says to me, Bill, I wish I could have met the other two. I said, you just think you do.
Let me, first of all... Most households will be receiving the short form. It is a very quick, painless form to fill out. Mm-hmm. One household out of every six will receive the long form. Now, that is the rather detailed form that asks some of the questions that I was asking you.
Yeah.
That's the one where they want to know how many laboratories you have in your house, what your average mortgage payment is, what your average mortgage balance is, and a lot of information that in some cases you will have to do a little research on.
I don't plan to put myself to any trouble. I'm not going to put myself out for them.
I couldn't imagine you doing...
Unless they're willing to pay me.
Well, they're not.
You know, I've quit giving my time and energies away.
I think part of the argument
people
is...
People want to pay. I don't work for the government. I hate the government.
Okay.
The government wants anything out of me, they can pay for it.
Part of the argument is...
Get the message?
Yes,
Sam?
We got it, William. But part of the argument for complying with the census is that the statistical information derived from the census is used by a whole lot of people, government agencies, by and large, to determine a number of things, how monies are divided up based upon population, et cetera.
Will they ask about other members of my family? Like my Uncle Earl? My Uncle Earl went to the hospital for a hemorrhoid transplant.
They won't ask about it. They will ask Uncle Earl.
The hemorrhoids rejected the body.
That's rough.
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
How is Uncle Earl doing today?
Huh?
How is he doing today now that they rejected
him? How is he
him?
Doing or is he doing anything today?
Well, okay.
I'm sure he's doing today exactly what he did yesterday, that is lie flat on his back and watch the world turn around. This guy hasn't done anything since he was 17 years old.
This is the guy that stays on the couch all day.
All day long.
Gets up to go to the mailbox and get an ADC check
right.
or something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all he does.
You know, the guy has been faking a state of looniness since he was 17 years old to collect the benefits. And he has practiced this state for such a long time, I think he is crazy now.
Last time he held a job was as a teenager.
Right, 17.
That's him. And the way
the sunlight plays. Well, he's a great guy. Good vibrations, the Beach Boys. 7:45, 15 minutes before 8 at WAKY. Good morning, Bill Bailey. Okay, what does Central Conservatory of Music have to offer? First off, the most, I'm not kidding now, I'm not exaggerating, I'm giving you the facts. The most popular organ and piano in the country. Central Conservatory of Music has been serving Louisville for over a quarter of a century with a complete line of Lowry organs and Kimball pianos. Lowry organs, why are they so popular? Well, to begin with, they're the largest selling home organ in America because there are so many automatic features and sounds that a non-musician can sound like a professional virtually overnight. It's the most popular organ with the professional or serious musician because, not because of the automatic features, but because of the sound and beauty of it alone. The Kimball piano, well, who can say why, except the sound. The Kimball piano is the largest selling piano in America. The new Lowry is a computerized organ that gives you instant success with just two fingers. Got a deal for you. From Central Conservatory of Music, there are three locations. One is in, Oxmoor Center. There's one in Westland Mall. And there's one at 3412 Taylor Boulevard. Now, the Oxmoor Center location of Central Conservatory of Music is the one that's making this offer. We loan you a new Lowry organ of your choice. We also give you six lessons All music necessary for the course. Delivery and pickup to your home in a 25-mile radius of Louisville. Normal value, $150. Now, during March, $29.95. But there are a limited quantity of organs that are going to be available under this special plan. $29.95. This gives you an opportunity to try before you buy the very popular Lowry organ. And why would you want one? Just for the sheer fun of it. I mean, like when your family gathers around, friends are over, and hey, you can really have yourself some fun. And playing it is a breeze. Central Conservatory of Music, Oxmoor Center. You go in or call them today, 425-1961, to make your arrangements.
What type of information do you have for us, sir?
We have a traffic report.
I'm not too sure that all of you people understand what types of peril are facing this country and its citizens today. Last night, I sat and talked for a short time with Ray Webb. You know Ray, don't you? The TV wizard ticker man and his lovely bride, Margie. Ray and Margie Webb and I sat last night and talked about some of the important issues of the day. The presidency. We also talked about inflation, the high cost of living, ever-increasing prices on gasoline products. Yeah, we talked about a great many things. And it seems like everybody is a little bit disillusioned at this time about our country. You know, I think that eventually it's going to take some time, but we're going to pull out of this spiral that we're in. How do you get inflation under control anyway? Nobody really knows how to go about doing it. There are so many different approaches that can be used. But one thing that must be done, and it can only be done by the United States government, the Congress of the United States and the presidency, and that is to cut back on government spending. That's the important thing that must be done. So why do they avoid doing
it? In the past hour.
Yeah, things are looking up for us. I guess maybe the increase is because of the sun that we're now getting.
Lots of sunshine through. That heats the ground, and the ground in turn radiates the warm air out and heats the air.
Yeah, I'm looking over some of these news items that I received from your news service to see if there's got a nickel. How about lunch? St. Mark's Episcopal Pro Cathedral in Hastings, Nebraska is offering a noontime feast today for a mere 5 cents. A little bit too far to travel for a 5 cent lunch. The Reverend John Bartholomew says it's to celebrate St. Mark's centennial year, and the lunch will go for the 1880 price. On the menu, if you can believe it, a fried chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, coleslaw, rolls, pie, and coffee. And all for a nickel. Well, be darned. And then there's the case of the $400 drink. Two members of a weekend rugby club in Coventry, England, have found that rugby isn't the only game in town. One-upmanship is just as much fun. It seems that Steve Wheatley and Mark Skelcher grew tired of hearing their teammates brag about jet-set trips abroad. So the other day, they hopped a plane for New York just for a quick drink. The pair took an afternoon flight to Kennedy Airport, sat and drank for a while at an airport lounge, and then flew home. The total cost was about $440 each. Was it worth it? Wheatley and Skelcher said, sure. The cocktails were superb, and so were the looks on their one-upped teammates' faces. Wouldn't it be nice to have that kind of money to throw away? Wouldn't it be nice, Reed, to just hop aboard a plane, fly to London, sit down in a lounge there, have a couple of cocktails, get aboard a plane, and return to Louisville? Wouldn't that be nice?
It would be great, because you could have cocktails in New York at 6 and go to London and have cocktails in London at 6.
Have cocktails on the way over there. How long is the flight?
Well, it depends. If a normal commercial, a non-SST flight, I think, runs, they can get over to London, what, 5 hours, something like
5 hours on a plane, huh?
I think so.
With cocktails?
Yeah.
I won't even know when I've arrived in London, sir. Hey, I thought I'd play a sing-along song. You feel up to a song this morning? You want to vocalize
a
little bit?
Sure.
Okay. How about Neil Diamond's song, Sung Blue? I think we can handle this one.
Okay. You lead it off.
All right.
lonesome blue. Everybody knows one.